Time Warner Audiobooks presents All He Ever Wanted, written by Anita Shreve and read by Dennis Boutsakaris.
The fire began in the kitchen and spread to the hotel dining room. Without warning, or perhaps just the one muffled cry of alarm, a ball of fire, yes, actually a ball, rolled through the arched and shuttered doorway from the kitchen, a sphere of moving color so remarkable it was as though it had life and menace, when, of course, it did not, when, of course, it was simply a fact of science or of nature and not of God. For a moment, I felt paralyzed, and I remember in the greatest detail the way the flame climbed the long vermilion drapes with a squirrel's speed and agility, and how the fire actually leapt from valance to valance, disintegrating the fabric and causing it to fall as pieces of ash onto the diners below. It was nearly impossible to witness such an event and not think a cataclysm had been visited upon the diners for their sins, past or future. If the fact of the fire did not immediately penetrate my consciousness, the heat of the blast did, and soon propelled me from my seat. All around me there was a confusion of upended tables, overturned chairs, bodies pitched toward the door of the dining room, and the sounds of broken glass and crockery. Fortunately, the windows toward the street, large windows through which a body might pass, had been thrown open by an enterprising diner. I remember that I rolled sideways through one of these window frames and fell onto the snow, and was immediately aware that I should move aside to allow others to land as I had.